Last year, 29-year-old Robert Wilson was accused of a felony-level crime and faced the possibility of 3.5 to 7 years in prison. He chose to represent himself in trial without standby counsel. On Monday, the jury found him not guilty. NHPR's Emily Corwin reports on this unusual case.
Generally speaking, this doesn't happen. Litigants represent themselves frequently in civil court, but defendants facing prison time, rarely. Rockingham County Attorney Patricia Conway prosecuted the case.
In 18 years of doing this, this is the second time I've had a jury trial with a pro se individual.
At the trial last week, three attorneys from Conway's office sat in the gallery. Pure curiosity, they said. The state doesn't keep data on how many defendants self-represent, but Superior Court Chief Justice Tina Netto says, in her experience,
they're not likely to be successful.
Meet Rob Wilson.
If there's no person of color to say, hey, I'm important, Black Lives Matter, then you could go back through the history of this country, and as long as there's no voice...
Wilson talks in paragraphs. He's 29, grew up poor with a single mom in Chicago, and moved to New Hampshire 11 years ago. 3 years ago, Wilson was student body president at UNH. But when I met him in December, he had just spent 5 months in jail and was living out of his car, which he gave me a tour of.
If I move this laundry basket and this trombone, basically the way I sleep, it's like my head goes here, my feet go all the way there.
Police had charged Wilson with felony-level criminal threatening after an altercation with his housemates. They told police he had threatened them with a knife. He said there was an argument, but no knife. Unable to post bail, Wilson spent 5 months in jail. Ultimately, a judge let him go on personal recognizance. When it came to getting an attorney, things did not go well.
There is a culture between public defenders and prosecutors, even their workload, that oftentimes robs people accused of a crime of the resources that they would need to defend themselves.
In New Hampshire, judges usually let poor defendants request new counsel once. Wilson was unsatisfied with his public defender. His subsequent court-appointed lawyer quit. And Wilson said a second court-appointed lawyer wasn't putting in the effort he thought he deserved.
You know, when someone recommends a lawyer to you and you pay them $5,000, $10,000, $50,000 to represent you, you kind of automatically trust them.
Chris Keating runs the New Hampshire Judicial Council, which funds the Public Defenders Program and contracts court-appointed attorneys. He says public defenders have to work really hard to build trust at the beginning of a case in a way privately hired attorneys do not. But he says, generally speaking,
New Hampshire has provided adequate resources for the public defender to be able to do their job effectively, and I have every confidence in their abilities.
Wilson did not share that confidence. When it came time for trial, he opted to go it alone. The price for failure could be a 3.5 to 7 year prison sentence.
I represent the live, free, or die in this courtroom, even by the choice to defend myself.
I've been in New Hampshire since 2004. So they have an officer.
In trial, Wilson brought up issues you don't usually hear discussed in New Hampshire courtrooms, like whether implicit or even explicit racial bias caused omissions in police report logs and warrant affidavits.
I paid in-state tuition to go to UNH. So how I have no ties to this community after coaching over 150 kids.
Jonathan Rapping is a law professor whose public defender training program in Atlanta won him a 2014 MacArthur Genius Grant. He says by focusing on Wilson's own life experience and relevant social issues,
this young man did something that, as a public defender trainer, many of us are trying to train our public defenders to do. Criminal justice professionals are going to have to start embracing the idea that we should be able to talk about intangible factors that really do influence the way people think and the assumptions that they have, if we're going to really help drive just outcomes.
County Prosecutor Patricia Conway says lawyers don't usually use social policy issues, as she put it, to call police and witness credibility into question.
I think that those arguments don't really hold a lot of ground in terms of legal arguments or that kind of thing. But in terms of, you know, arguing to a jury, you know, they can certainly relate to social issues.
It's hard to be certain what exactly led the jury to find Rob Wilson not guilty. What is certain is that as a defendant going it alone in a jury trial, he beat the odds. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.